everybody. This is Dr. Vicky, and you are on For Your Soul's Sake, another great Saturday afternoon that I am having the pleasure, the privilege to be before you again. I'm so excited. Every weekend, I bring such wonderful topics, and I'm always so grateful and so thankful for everyone who reaches out to me during the shows and after the shows. I have a very special guest. I am very honored that she's here joining me today. And you will get to hear from her. She is Reverend Diane Noble, affectionately known as Lady D.
Hello.
So listen, you all know that I am on this journey to erase the stigma of seeking mental health services, the shame, the guilt, the fear that comes with that. What I've known now since I've been working and as a therapist and counseling families and service members and children, adults with all types of concerns, that I'm beginning to look at people more, not only just emotionally and physically, but spiritually. And my good friend, Lady D, is going to help me examine this important topic today. Don't touch that dial. You have to stay tuned. Really quickly, if you would like to call the show with a question or a comment, please reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Again, it's 800-450-7876. Lady D, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Just honored. I appreciate you.
I'm so glad to have you here as well. Yeah. Lady D, really quickly, we don't have much time, so let's really delve in this important topic. I see people who are fragile. Mm-hmm. They are injured in mm-hmm. many ways. Mm-hmm. And so I often think, Lady D, that people just don't realize how fragile we are.
Right.
It's like they feel like they should be able to jump off of a 40-story building and be okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Life hits them like that with that big punch.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a hard time getting over, right?
Right, right.
What's the spiritual side to that? Could you just kind of comment on that?
Right.
Me?
Well, spiritually, if you look at it from a spirit, because we are mind, body, and spirit.
Yes, we
right?
are.
So flesh we have pretty much intact. But that spirit man, which God is commanding us, we know the story. Jesus died for the sins of the world, yes. But he also died so that mankind can go back to him, connect back to him. And how we do that is studying his word.
Hmm.
Most importantly, praying, because we know because of what we see and what's going on in the world, it's very important now more than any other time in history that we pray, because people tend to think that we will live forever, you know. Like you say, if you jump off the bridge, that they will, you know, the pieces will just automatically put back, you know,
be together.
Yes. And, but that's not true. God is asking us as Christians, not only to just accept him as the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal savior, because yes, we have the heaven ticket, but the problem is we have to be living here on this earth, in the earth realm, right?
Gotcha.
So therefore we must, study the Bible, study that word, pray to him, talk to him. You know, just like in the beginning of time, it's still the same. God's word is still true. Just like he gave Adam and Eve, right, a garden, right? He said, take care of it until I come. Well, same thing with us as humans.
Take
we take care of this body.
Our emotional.
all your emotions, you know.
Physical and spiritual.
Yes.
Well, with that said, Lady D, so if people would like to reach out to you.
Yes.
And thank you for those profound words. Mm-hmm. If somebody would like to reach out to you, how could they stay in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, actually, you know, you can always catch me on Facebook as Diane Noble, N-O-B-L-E. And then also you can reach me on, you can email me at Big Hugs, that's BIGHUGSLLCVA@gmail.com. And then also we have a phone number where you can call me at 703-375-9338. I'll be more than glad to talk further.
And I will have you to repeat that.
Yes.
Lady D, you know, this emotional, physical, and spiritual side is so important.
Yes.
Which one would you say is the most important?
Spiritual.
Okay, and why?
Because, again, because I'm a preacher, Reverend Noble, right? We know that this flesh will someday return to the dust, right? But that spirit man will live forever, right? And that's what's most important. That's our connection. That's the key. Love. Right? Love is the key. Our love for not only for God, but for love for ourselves and our fellow man.
Yeah.
Right? People need people. People really do need people. And the emotional side, and because you were talking about how fragile we are fragile. Heart, if you pull the heart out the chest, right, you will see it is so fragile. Mm-hmm. You know, but in the same token, like I said, but our spirituality, when we have someone who created mankind to just talk to him, you know, commune with him, and he will direct our paths in these crazy days. But we don't have to be subject to the world's systems.
Yeah.
We're not subject to those world systems. We are subject to God's system, that Bible, what it says, those 66 books. We are the 67th book, if you will.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Lady D, listen.
Yes.
People are searching for connection.
Sure.
Now, just really quickly, without, you know, kind of getting into a debate, what about people who just don't believe?
Well, you know,
you do have that, right?
You absolutely do.
So
you do.
What about those? What would you share with them, the people who just don't believe?
Well, the thing is, we have to believe in something.
Okay.
Right? We have to believe in something, whether it's God. You know, most people believe in their money. You know, they think that their credit is getting it. You know, their money is doing it. But God is the creator. We cannot come off of that. That is, you know, we can say Bible, but see, let me tell you, this is the big key in our whole Christian kingdomship, if you will. Our Christians, our people, we are the church. As Bible believers, right, we must show this dying world that God, Jesus, he still lives. And because he lives, we can't say I'm a Christian and wear the rock shirts and all these different shirts that say, you know, Jesus rocks, Christ rocks, and I'm a big Christian, but you're acting like a hellion, right? That's where the downside. So when you're saying, you know, they don't believe, they should be able to look at our lives as Christians and say, I know, I want what you have. There's something about you that I want, you see? So in doing that, that should tell them, you know, that's where their beliefs should fall in.
You keep leading me into my next question. You really are saying some things here that are great.
Right.
Because, listen, Lady D, with all the ups and downs that people have, ups and down, right?
Right.
Like, you can go to bed at night, and then by 6 o'clock in the morning, your whole world has been turned upside down.
Absolutely.
Through no fault of your own, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Lady D, people don't know what to believe.
Right.
Because of those. And I do hear a lot of even people who come to see me each week say, well, you know, Dr. V, I don't believe in a God.
Right.
I don't have a higher power because why would he let this happen?
Right.
Why would he allow this to happen? Why wouldn't he control
the
situation?
Right.
There's poverty. There's this. It's killing. Is this. What do you say to that?
Well, God still is in control, no matter what it looks like. because you're always going to have, like you have today. And people say now this is the worst, you know, worst time that America has been, blah, blah, blah. But no, it's not. This is the greatest time in America because we have technology. I can reach you across the world without having to get on a plane or get on a boat or whatever to reach you. This technology now is amazing. You know, people use it certainly for wrong, you know, but for the most part, technology, everything that we have right now, people, anybody, you can go and be what you want to be, your hopes, your dreams, you can feel that. These are things, if you ask, go back in slavery, you couldn't do that. If you go back in the Indian camps and all these Holocaust, you couldn't do these things. But right now, you can be if you want to be. Mm-hmm. See, you have to have that want to, you have to live. You got to want to live. I don't mean live like get, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The same old thing every day.
Yeah.
Living is not existing. There's a difference. You know, that's what most of people do. They go to work on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday. Saturday comes and they do a couple of things. Sunday, they go to church, yeah. You know, or wash a car, whatever right. You do. And that's, you know, but to live, like Jesus said, he said, I came so that you can live, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Mm. We have to live.
Good topics. You're on For Your Soul's Sake, and I'm Dr. Vicki. I have a very special guest today, Reverend Diane Noble. She's affectionately known as Lady V. You may want to join us today in the studio with a phone call for a question or a comment. You can reach out to us at 800-450-7876, and I'll let Reverend Noble, Lady D, let you know how you can contact her later in the show. You know, Lady D, you keep leading me to my next question or topic. You're in the process of publishing a book. You know, do you have the name of the book? And tell us why, you know, just really quickly, the inspiration behind the book.
Well, I've been thinking about this book for a couple of years now, and the name of the book, I've already got the title, I've Never Known a Mother's Love. And the inspiration behind that book is I was born August 9th, 1965. Tells you my age there, right? To an unwed mother on her birthday. We were exactly 16 years apart.
Wow.
And she's now deceased at the age of 59. Now, the inspiration to that book is there were so many things that happened in my life, in her life, right? But she made it, you know? And the inspiration behind that is because she can make it, and because we're so hard on our unwed children, not that it make it right, but nevertheless, it makes you understand some of the upbringing, some of the hurt, some of the pain, not only that I've gone through, but others are going through. And I can tell you that you can make it. Mm-hmm. The struggles are real. The okay. pain is real. The okay. the abuse, mentally, sexually, physically, it's real.
Okay. So I can kind of see why the what's important in the book. Why is this so important, Lady D, to the world? And then we'll take our first caller.
Okay. But this.
And then we'll take our first caller.
Okay.
Why is this so important to the world?
Oh, well, the upbringing, and the different times. The times, you know, everybody's into the Me Too. Well, mm-hmm. even through the Me Too, I also went through that. However, okay. you can make it those things, because a lot of times people are dealing with the depressions, the anxieties, the different issues in the present because of the yeah. things that happened in the past.
Okay.
But this, hopefully this book will inspire you to move on, and you can live not forgetting what you went through. However, you can still live life to the fullest.
Yep.
You can still, the pain, you gear that pain into positive.
Okay.
You know, instead of, you know, letting people pull you into their pain, pull them into your happiness and your content and your love and your joy for each other, you know. So
I can see that this is going to be a blessing, you know, locally, nationally, and worldwide. Let's go to our caller here. We have Mike who's on the phone. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dr. Vicki, how are you?
I'm doing good. So do you have a question or a comment for us?
Well, I do, and it's a great, great guest. You know, one of the things, as a Christian, one of the things that I kind of see in the church is that sometimes the church has to know, or the leadership has to know, when a person is experiencing psychological issues or mental issues, that there are times when you may have to turn it over to a professional.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes within the church, we want to pray it out of them. We want to lay hands on them.
Yes.
We want to do all of these things. And really, it's not enough. So can you as Lady Di and you as a psychologist, kind of discuss that? Because it's pretty prevalent within the Black church. And where do you draw that line, whether someone needs praying for versus someone needing counseling?
Mike, I appreciate your phone call and your important question. So, you know, we'll answer that for you. Thank you for joining us and continue to listen to the show while we answer this.
Sure will. Thank
you. I think this is very important, Lady Di, because there are times that people do need professional help.
Absolutely.
And that is where I come in, right?
Exactly.
And
that's exactly where you come in.
There is a big stigma in specifically the African American community regarding seeking spiritual help.
Exactly. Because remember, we are mind, body, and soul. You spiritually, yes, the Bible, absolutely, praying to God, talking to God, but you do need outside counseling.
Professional
you
help.
You need professional help.
Don't feel
help.
Bad about seeking professional
Absolutely.
Help.
Absolutely.
And actually, Lady D, I refer people a lot. I say, hey, listen, go talk to your pastor.
Right.
Go talk to, you know, your friend. It is very important that you have a complete wellness plan.
Right. And then also, all pastors aren't counselors.
No, they're not.
They are pastors. That is a total difference.
Yeah.
They can deal with you spiritually, but sometimes, like I say, you need professionals, just like you go to a doctor. If you have stomach aches and all these different ailments, you go to a doctor, health doctor. If there's a mental problem, you go to a mental counselor, someone that has papers.
Diane, let me, you know, lead into this next question. There are a lot of church hurt, as
Lord
I
have
call
mercy,
them.
Yes.
What would you say to that? The people who do just stay away from that element of their lives. Lady D, so many people say, I get churched on TV.
Right,
what
right.
What would you say to that?
Well, see, the unfortunate part is they're calling it church hurt, okay? You're dealing with, remember, everything comes to church. For whatever reason, they come. They come to the church house. But if the realism of it all is the church is you and I. We, the people, are the church, right? So when you go to that building and you say that you're hurt, you are only assuming that that person is a Christian. That may or may not be so. Now, unfortunate part about that, too, is you do have some Christians that hurt people. I wouldn't be telling you the truth if, you know.
No, that's a good point.
That is the
Lady
truth.
D, because
and unfortunate.
People go to the church
Absolutely.
Also looking for connections.
Exactly.
And then they find the same brokenness.
Exactly.
And that's sad. So would you say keep going to church, and then we'll take our next caller?
Absolutely. Because just like you go to, you know, people hurt you in the grocery store, but you keep going to the grocery store, you know, people go to work and they hurt you, but you keep going to work. So my point is, yes, keep going to church. You go like I do. I go get my praise and worship on, and then I take my happy self home. You see what Amen. I'm saying? That's what I do. I didn't say linger around. I didn't say go. It's not a social club. You know, okay. So that's where people say, you know, I'm not going to church anymore because so-and-so hurt me at the church. It wasn't the church building. It was that person. And guess what? That same person
can be
on your job or anywhere else. But, right.
And so, Lady D, what I'll have you to do at the end of the show is to leave all of our listeners with some tips.
Okay.
With your tips. But right now we have Reverend Wilson Trapp on the line. Hey, Reverend Trapp.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Do you have a question or a comment? How are you doing?
God bless you. That's my big sister
yes,
over there.
Yes, love you.
I love you too. My question or comment is this off of Reverend Noble. I too am the offspring of an unwed mother.
Yes.
And there's one comment that you suggest drive me crazy and make me feel so bad. And I like Reverend Noble's response to this. What does God think about a child? The comment is this. When a child hears stuff like, you were a mistake, does God think you are a mistake?
I know that's a good one. Reverend Trapp, thank you so much for your phone call. And what we'll do is let you hang up and listen to her response.
Amen. Well,
thank you so much.
Bless you. Yes, I've heard that question, that statement many times in my life. You were a mistake, or you've also heard, you know, I wish you weren't born, and so forth and so on. But again, that's the pain. That's the pain that you take that negative pain and you make it positive, because as you grow older, which I have, knowing that God makes no mistakes, because He is and only He is the giver of life. Okay, so I've heard that, and again, that's just part of the pain process that we must, this big thing, what I did was took a lot of my pain and flipped it, especially when I had children of my own, and made up in my mind that they would not go through such ugliness. I've always made them feel love, because love is the key. Mm-hmm. Love is a key to any relationship, and that would be my big, if someone was to come to you and talk to you about that, because, you know, I know that you deal with our young people, is letting them know, okay, you know, we have to keep instilling that in them. God makes no mistakes.
No,
you are
not
here for a reason. You are here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. You are here to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we need to put all of our energy. And that's what I did, like I said, especially when I had children of my own. I took all my personal upbringing pain and put that into a positive. And because of that, I have three wonderful grown women with my grandbabies that I've raised. And it's been just tremendous just watching what I've done, taking my pain and used it. And even when I, like I said, mentor the children at the juvenile detention center and, you know, children at the ACT shelter, the different places that I do, you know, mentor, that kind of thing. That's what we have to do. We have to just take that, all that negativity, because there's so much of it. There's so much negativity. It's unfortunate that it's in the church. It's like I said, but it's in your job. It's everywhere else. So
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. Great question from Reverend Trapp, and great answers. I do appreciate your profound statements. Again, which, you know, I would be remiss if I did not discuss today, you know, people taking their lives.
Lord have
mercy.
And
again, like we say, some of these, I'm sure, are Christian people that, you know, have low self-esteem, Lady D, low self-worth. And when I have and so if we look around globally, right?
Right.
Anthony Bourdain took his life, and people were shocked. They were like, I can't believe it. I never thought.
Right.
Kate Spade.
Yes.
Well, you know, both of them had a history of depression or some substance abuse and just different things, but still, you never expected it.
Right.
But listen, what I try to tell people is you will always be surprised about that.
Yes.
When I have clients, if I can keep them feeling, okay? This is just a Dr. Vicky tip. When people come to me with hurt, pain, sadness, the depression, hopelessness, if I can keep them feeling, I feel like they're okay.
Right.
But the moment people stop feeling, when they can cut themselves, when they can become self-injurious and they feel nothing, That's not a good sign.
Right.
So when people, you think about it, they look at Kate Spade and they go, oh my God, I can't believe she cut, I can't believe she hung herself because she wasn't feeling anything.
Right.
When you stop feeling, you don't. Right? You're subject to do anything.
Right.
So, Lady D, you are right on. Keep people in the moment.
Right.
Keep them feeling. Keep them connected.
Right. And right? That's that support. You know, and like you were saying, those two people, you know, they had all the money, they had all these things, but there was that support system of love. Where was it? You see, you know, these people were surrounded by thousands of people, I'm sure, a day. Right. But where was that love system? We can have as many, you know, things as we want, but it's that support system, somebody to say, it's okay, I love you, you're going to make it, you're great. You know, these are the things that people are looking for, that because the world is not going to give it to you. And unfortunately, sometimes the church doesn't either, right? So we have to surround ourselves with that support system. That support system that says, I love you. You're okay. You're okay.
Diane, be thinking of just two great tips that you would like to leave for our listening guests. I'll give you about 30 seconds to kind of sound off. Mm-hmm. But right now, I do want to encourage people to build a complete wellness plan to help you take care of yourself. If we've all agreed here that we are mind, body, and spirit,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That we have to take care of our mental and emotional health, our physical health, but then our spirit. That's we want smart. To feed that person too. So you want to have, it's good to have a church family.
It is.
Right?
It is.
I'm a military spouse, Lady D. I have traveled around the world. What helped me during dark days of deployments and sadness and long separations from my husband really was a church family. We always found a way to connect. My family and my friends. 30 seconds, Dee. What would you like to leave us with, Lady Dee?
Well, can I shout out my husband real quick?
Yes.
Isaac Noble Jr., hey! And my daughters, Desiree, Tierra, Latasha, and all the grandbabies.
Beautiful family.
Family, friends, love you guys. Thank you for your support. Now, getting back to that, again, it's that love factor. I cannot say that enough. And as I was saying about my unwed mother and so forth and so on, one thing she gave me was Jesus. If she didn't give me anything else, she gave me Jesus. She took me to church in her older days and that kind of thing. That's what we have to have. We have to have the love. Get up and live. And you can still make it no matter what your past, P-A-S-S, was, right? You can make it. You can make it. Your past is not your everything.
Amen.
Move forward. Get up and live.
You heard it from Lady D. Get up and live. Thank you so much for joining me today on For Your Soul's Sake. Tune in next Saturday at 1:30. Remember, your present destination, your present situation is not your destination.
Yes.
And it is never too late to be what you might have been.